I love Elisha's question in 2 Kings 2:14. He asks, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" Elisha knows that his mentor and close friend is about to leave. The Lord is going to take Elijah to heaven. And Elisha has a request of his master. He wants to have a double portion of his spirit. In other words, he wants to have the God-given ability to fulfill the role of his mentor. Let me read to you our text today, 2 Kings chapter 2. "And it came to pass, when the Lord was about to take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. Then Elijah said to Elisha, 'Stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to Bethel.' But Elisha said, 'As the Lord lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you.' So they went down to Bethel. Now the sons of the prophets who were at Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, 'Do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today?' And he said, 'Yes, I know. Keep silent.' Then Elijah said to him, 'Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to Jericho.' But he said, 'As the Lord lives and as my soul lives, I will not leave you.' So they came to Jericho. Now the sons of the prophets who were at Jericho came to Elisha and said to him, 'Do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today?' So he answered, 'Yes, I know. Keep silent.' Then Elijah said to him, 'Stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to the Jordan.' But he said, 'As the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you.' So the two of them went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood facing them at the distance, while the two of them stood by the Jordan. Now Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, and struck the water, and it was divided this way and that. So the two of them crossed over on dry ground. And so it was, when they had crossed over, that Elijah said to Elisha, 'Ask, what may I do for you before I am taken away from you?' Elisha said, 'Please, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me.' So he said, 'You have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be so.' Then it happened, as they continued on and talked, that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it. And he cried out, my father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen.' So he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. He also took up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. Then he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water and said, 'Where is the Lord God of Elijah?' And when he had also had struck the water, it was divided this way and that, and Elisha crossed over." What a wonderful account. I don't know if you caught the repetition that was given throughout the account. Three times Elijah tests Elisha. Notice in verse 2, and then also in verse 4, and again in verse 6, that Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, please." But on three occasions, in response to the command given by Elijah, Elisha says exactly the same thing. "As the Lord lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you." In other words, Elisha was going to stick on Elijah like glue. He wanted to have the blessing that was to be imparted upon him. So he stays close to his master. And by the way, in biblical times, it was not unusual that when someone was about to pass away, that they would impart a blessing to a family member or a successor in ministry. And this is the case here. There's a lesson for us also to be learned, that we need to stick close to godly men and women. We need both mentors and those disciples that are teachable. Listen carefully to the wisdom from Proverbs chapter 13 in verse 20. There it says, "He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed." So to spend time with the godly is to be impressed with their life upon yourself. And that is what we need. And then Paul tells his successor, one of his dear disciples in the faith, he actually calls him at times my beloved disciple or my son, and then at times he actually calls him just his son. He noticed in 2 Timothy 2:22, Paul tells Timothy, "Flee also youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those," catch those two words, "with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart." So whether it's Proverbs 13:20 about walking with wise men, or in 2 Timothy 2:22, we need to stick close as Elisha did with Elijah, that we might be wise. I want now to transition to the New Testament, and particularly John chapter 15. Our Lord Jesus is about to die. In the same way that Elijah was going to heaven, Jesus was about to die. He would then be raised from the dead on the third day, come back, minister to his disciples for 40 days, and from Acts chapter 1, ascend to the Father. And in John chapter 15, Jesus gives us the seventh I am statement in John. The words I am go back to Exodus chapter 3 in verses 13 and 14. At that point, Moses is given the charge to lead Israel out of Egypt. And Moses wants to know that when I lead them out, who should I tell the people has sent me? And the answer comes back from the Lord, I am that I am. These words, I am, ago eimi, from the Greek, go back to that statement. By the way, the Old Testament words basically mean that God has always existed, and Jesus has as well. So in John 15, he says to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. I believe this could be a reference to Judas. He was the betrayer. Although the Lord washed his feet, Judas still went out to sell out the Lord Jesus Christ for 30 pieces of silver. So every branch of me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. But I want to draw your attention to a critical word in the New Testament. It's the word fruit. Karpos. It's used 66 times in the New Testament. It is used 10 times in John's Gospel, but listen carefully, 8 out of the 10 uses are found here in John chapter 15. So God wants us to be fruitful. Jesus goes on to say, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. Jesus continues, you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. And now the critical command, abide in me, remain in me, walk with me, is the concept here from John 15 in verse 4. Now let me take you back for a moment. Elijah and Elisha walked together as they walked with God. And now Jesus is commanding his disciples to walk with me. But notice that the relationship is mutual. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. And in verse 5, the I am statement here is emphatic. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears, and notice now this is a progression, much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. This is why we need to abide in the Lord, in order that he can strengthen us to fulfill the ministry that he has called us to. Verse 6, if anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. Again, a reference, I believe, to Judas. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Abiding in the Lord gives us a heart like the Lord, so even when we pray, we are praying according to his will. And now, verse 8, by this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Whether it's Elijah or Elisha or the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is so important that we walk with God in order that he can energize us supernaturally, give us the enablement that we need in order to fulfill what we are called to do. And I'd like to share an employment point with you to close this out. It is very simply this: walk with Jesus for divine enablement to minister. I'm going to say that again because this is so very critical. Walk with Jesus for divine enablement to minister. My prayer for you is that you will be like Elisha, who finds an Elijah, or like Timothy, who finds a Paul, that you find that mentor and get under that mentor in order that you can be fruitful in this life and please the Lord. And also, for those mentors, you need to find those that are teachable. I use the acronym FAT: faithful, available, teachable. You need to find individuals that will sit under your ministry, walk with you as you lead them to the Lord. So may the Lord give us both of those mentors and disciples who walk with Jesus for divine enablement to minister.